Jonathan Conlin, author of the first history on the National Gallery, The Nation's Mantelpiece.
As they peek out of this side street here, what are they up to? Have they been discussing us, perhaps? Why do they seem to be dissolving into thin air? The third figure along seems to be just a floating head, yet the body on the left-hand edge seems to be almost complete. You're looking at a very elusive self-portrait painted by three brothers, all named Le Nain. These three brothers were all artists, all very well known at the time, and yet ones who deliberately sought to maintain a certain amount of obscurity as to which one of them was responsible for particular works. In this case, we don't know which of the Le Nain brothers painted it. We don't even know if, in fact, this is a self-portrait. So it's a very teasing image. They're looking out at us, defying us to come on, try and figure out who we are.
A heavy bout of cleaning revealed that this is actually a painting between two paintings. Underneath this image, there's an unfinished portrait of a woman which disappears off the right-hand edge. The other image discovered was painted over the picture you see now and featured geometrical instruments and a globe placed in front of the men.
So it's oddly like some sort of fly posting for some sort of gig, that wonderful effect of one poster having peeled away and another image revealed underneath that. So I think the three brothers are very much at home. Here they can infuriate and tease passers-by and make us wonder, is this some painting that's been scraped or attacked by someone else? It's a painting that keeps throwing up ever more questions.